We are talking today with Scott Blueball with the American Farmers Ranchers, of course, Oklahoma Farmers Union. And Scott, you were a part of a meeting that was held this last week, a week ago now, representing National Farmers Union with several other agricultural groups, all with a substantial cattle membership. Tell me about this meeting. Give me a little bit of kind of paint us a picture of the meeting.
Well, this was a really historical meeting, Ron. The representatives, four representatives from each of the major cattle organizations here in the United States. So the American Farm Bureau Federation, the National Farmers Union, the RCAF, the NCBA, and the USA Cattlemen's Group, and the Livestock Marketing Association were all the participants in the meeting. So those are all the major policy players in Washington, D.C. on cattle policy. And it is very rare, if ever, all of the groups have been able to get together. Now, this was done in a closed-door meeting with only elected leaders of the organizations. And so there was no staff or no lobbyist and that kind of a thing. It was just all ranchers that are elected officials of these groups trying to work out a compromise of something that we can all agree on and move forward on this dysfunctional finished cattle market that I think everybody has finally come to realize that it's just not working anymore for the ranchers or for our friends in the feedlot business feeding the cattle out. So there was each organization, each member, so there's 24 members of this working group, the cattle industry from all across the United States, and everyone had a veto power. So if any one person disagreed with the problems that were proposed or the solutions that were proposed, then it was off the table, and we moved on to the next issue. And trying to build consensus on what we do agree on. You know, many times all these different cattle groups have trouble agreeing on what time of day it is, let alone these very complex policy issues on the finished cattle market. But we put all that aside, and everybody sat down at the table together, and we came up with some agreements on some things. So packer concentration. All six groups agreed that that was a problem with facing our industry. Price transparency and discovery was another item that was agreed upon that is a problem in the finished cattle market. Packer oversight or the lack of packer oversight was also one of our issues. And then the Packers and Stockyard Act enforcement. The lack of enforcement from that agency that was all agreed upon. And then the level of the captive supply that, you know, they're just a very high level of the cattle now are either under a formula contract or owned by a subsidiary of the Packers in the feed yard deal. And so all of these things together, plus packer capacity. And so those were the items that all the groups agreed on are a problem and are why we're at where we are in this dysfunctional finished cattle market. And then when we got to solutions, there were three solutions that were agreed upon by all the groups moving forward that we would work towards with our respective groups. And one would be to expedite the renewal of the USDA livestock mandatory reporting. And create a contract library of the alternative marketing arrangements that are out there. And I understand there's hundreds of them, different ones on these contracts. And most of those are confidential. And so for a farmer, rancher, the feeders, They don't know what the other guy's getting really for the cattle, don't know the details of the deal. And so that was agreed upon to be in part of this Mandatory Reporting Act. Also in agreement was a demand for the Department of Justice to issue their public investigation status. The report that from the Holcomb fire, and then again last spring with the shutdowns of the plants, we still have not gotten a report from the Department of Justice on that. And so we're going on 18 months waiting on this report of what their findings were.
I know that every time I talk to Congressman Lucas, I ask him about that, and he says, we're still waiting.
We're still waiting, and we're tired of waiting. And so we demand that the Justice Department get it done and get it out there so we all know what's going on and what has happened. And so we're pushing for that as well. We all agree that that has to be done. And then and we need oversight between the USDA and the Justice Department. And right now there is there's really a disconnect there. And so you have the experts in the cattle business in the USDA, but you have the subpoena power and investigative power and enforcement over with the Department of Justice. And they're not the experts in many cases with the cattle business. So we've got to get those two government agencies working together to address these antitrust issues that we see out there. So, and then the last thing that everyone agreed upon, we need to encourage Congress and the administration for investment and developing of new packing houses locally, regional packers, smaller packers, and we need to do whatever that takes to be able to improve capacity within the packing industry. So those were the items that were all agreed upon by all the groups moving forward. Now, there was lots of things that we weren't able to come to a consensus on, even though maybe there was a lot of agreement on some other areas, but just wasn't total consensus. So we had to pass on those issues for now, and maybe we'll readdress those at a later date. We're really excited to be, the group wanted to have future meetings to get back together again and move these issues forward and then see where that goes and try to keep working together as an industry, a farmer, rancher, producer industry to get this thing fixed, because this current situation that we're in is not sustainable. You know, we have finished cattle selling at $1.14, record box beef prices, and we have a cost of gain at about $1.30 a pound. And so that's just not sustainable. And if we're going to have any independent ranchers left in this business, we've got to get control of this marketplace and have it where it functions fairly. Because right now, you know, in the game of business, it's just like in the game of football or basketball or any other game. You have to have referees, and you have to have rules in those games, and you have to be able to call a foul and have penalties for people that won't play by the rules. So we're really lacking that, I think, in the industry today, and that's what we're asked for. It's just a fair and level playing field.
I guess one of the things I heard you say was that there was a general consensus, it sounds like, that this might not be the only meeting. There would be future meetings.
Yes, and that was one of the things that I'm most encouraged about was, you know, groups that in some cases don't like each other very much and have had a long history of fighting, agreed to sit down at the table again and continue this dialogue and continue to try to, you know, let's agree on what we can agree on and move those issues forward, and let's not dwell on what we disagree about. And so this really, I believe, is a historical meeting. I think it's finally got bad enough in the industry that everyone has decided they're going to have to sit down at the table and work something out, or we're not going to have any independent ranchers if we don't.
I guess that first agreed upon solution, that is a fairly immediate item because the renewal for mandatory price reporting is coming up in what, another couple of months.
Yes. And we want that done immediately. We want that renewal done and moved on.
And
And to create the contract library as part of that.
right. Now, I know that each of these groups, you've got obviously different ways that you can approach the process of pushing on the federal government, because this is really we're talking about as much as anything the administration with the DOJ, USDA. We're really saying to the Biden administration, hey, we need some help.
Absolutely. We're saying to the Biden administration and Congress, please do your job and enforce these rules and laws that are on the books, and let's have a level playing field here for both the consumer and the independent ranchers of the United States.
Of the 24 members, you were the only Oklahoma producer that was a part of this meeting, right?
Yes, sir. The only one from Oklahoma asked to attend. I represented the National Farmers Union, one of our four representatives, along with the Montana Farmers Union president, the national president, and a member from Colorado, a farmer, rancher, veterinarian, one of our folks up there in Colorado. So we were the four from the National Farmers Union delegation. I was the only one from Oklahoma, so I was a huge honor for me to be asked to contribute in trying to negotiate and put this deal together. So it wasn't an easy thing to do, as you might can imagine, with all of the hard feelings amongst the groups over many years. But it's just gotten bad enough that everybody's willing to put that aside and sit down and figure out what, not dwell on what we can't do, but dwell on what we can do.
Of those six concerns that were generally agreed are problems in the industry, is there one that you think is overriding the worst of the problems compared to the of the total six?
Well, I think, in my personal opinion, probably the Packers and Stockyard Act, the enforcement of that is probably the most important thing and the thing that could be done the quickest to address some of these problems out here. And so, in my mind, that one's probably top of my level. But other groups, their priorities are a little different and rearranged a little differently. But we all agree on these basic things that this is a problem and we've got to do something about it.
One last question, Scott, is regarding that third solution, agreed upon thing that you want to push on, and obviously in this case would be lobbying Congress. We've seen a lot of states, including Oklahoma, put some resources toward trying to invest in regional packers and increasing the number of shackle space that we have in the state of Oklahoma. This is you really wanted to do this all across the country. In other words, this is really a national effort that you're hoping to achieve, right?
Yes, absolutely. We've done what we could here in Oklahoma with the $10 million worth of CARES grants that the governor allocated throughout the state here, and it's helped, no doubt. But we've got a long way to go, and so yes, this needs to be national policy, and the federal government's going to have to help and try to help us get this accomplished.
Any takeaways you want to maybe share or add to your maybe how you feel
Yeah.
as you've come out of this meeting?
Well, I'll tell you, when I went into the meeting, I wasn't very optimistic, knowing the history of all the different groups and the different personalities in those groups. I wasn't very optimistic that we would come away with an agreement. But once we all got down to the table and started talking about the problems, it was quite clear that everybody recognized and could agree on some things. And so it was quite a diverse group from all over the nation there representing their membership. And I was impressed with every one of them. And they all had a little bit different expertise. And so we brought a lot to the table. So I'm optimistic. I'm surprisingly optimistic, I guess, with the outcome of the meeting. But I'm excited that we can go forward and have some future meetings that, you know, Congress has been telling us, if you'll tell us what to do, we'll do it. But all these ag groups are telling us to do something different, and you guys don't agree on anything. If you'll just agree on something, we'll be happy to help you. So we've heard that from the administration and from Congress, and so that's why we acted on this. I want to give a big shout out to the Livestock Marketing Association. They were the ones that put this meeting together and organized the group, put the rules together. You know, there was no staff allowed in these meetings or lobbyists or everything. Just our farmer, rancher, producers, ranchers of the country, and the elected leaders of these organizations. And I kind of think that maybe helped us out quite a little bit in moving the ball, is to get some of the bureaucrats out of the room.
Thank you, Scott. Scott Blueball, the president of AFR-OFU, one of the four representatives of the National Farmers Union, at a very historic meeting of cattle industry leaders, 24 leaders across the board, meeting this last week in Phoenix, representing NFU, American Farm Bureau, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, U.S. Cattlemen's Association, RCAF, and the Livestock Marketing Association. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.